from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. It's been a chaotic day after hospitals and airports across the country have been impacted by a global tech outage. The issue was apparently triggered by a software update from the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike that affected Microsoft. Microsoft says it has fixed the issues, but problems continue. Thousands remain stranded at airports. United, American, Delta had ordered a global ground stop. Hospitals canceling non-urgent surgeries and procedures in New Jersey and across the nation. Governor Murphy has activated a state of emergency operations center and is using local agencies to assess the impact this is having on basic operations and other entities. And he's offering assistance. Murphy has also enlisted the help of Homeland Security and other agencies to provide him with updates. Former President Trump formally accepting his party's nomination Thursday at the last night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Before the speech, his team teased that the acceptance speech would focus on unity in the wake of the assassination attempt on his life, and he did touch on issues of healing and living as one nation, but he also spoke about patriotism and a need for change.
I stand before you this evening with a message of confidence, strength, and hope. 4 months from now, we will have an incredible victory, and we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country.
Meantime, the 20-year-old Pennsylvania man who tried to assassinate Trump had photos on his phone of the former president and of President Joe Biden and other officials, including Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Chris Wray. This according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press. Investigators have been searching for clues as to what drove Thomas Matthew Crooks to open fire at Saturday's campaign rally. An Atlantic City woman faces possible prison time after being found guilty of animal cruelty.
Monique Tolbert was found guilty by an Atlantic County jury of third-degree animal cruelty. A year ago, the 35-year-old woman called Atlantic City police to surrender her dog named Handsome. Responding officers found a dog wandering the hallway of the apartment building, dehydrated and weighing less than half of his ideal weight. The dog was brought to the Humane Society of Atlantic County for treatment. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you. A kitten who was rescued earlier this month from a trash compactor in Burlington County is now up for adoption. On July 8th, Mark Mata, an employee with the Burlington County Regional Recycling Program, sprang into action when he saw the tiny kitten covered in oil in his waste compactor. Mata said he immediately turned the equipment off, climbed in, rescued the kitten, who has since been named Squishy. She is fully recovered and is available for adoption at the Rise Again Animal Rescue. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, stay informed. With New Jersey 101.5, beautiful summer day. How does the weekend look? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5, instant weather. Here comes the weekend, and the bulk of it will be dry across New Jersey. But there is one little snag here, a mini storm system swinging by tomorrow with a chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm. Not a huge deal. The risk of severe weather is low, just some raindrops that may briefly affect your outdoor plants. Tonight looks great, mainly clear and still comfortable. Low temperatures dip into the lower to mid-60s. We'll be back in the lower to mid-80s tomorrow with more clouds and spotty showers and maybe a thunderstorm. That chance is centered on the early evening hours tomorrow. Sunday, partly sunny, a bit warmer and more humid. Highs push into the upper 80s, and we'll be upper 80s to around 90 on Monday. One more dry day with skies turning mostly cloudy. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights 81, Manalapan 83, Salem 81. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights. Now is the best time to visit the iconic Casino Pier in Seaside Heights for their rides, their games, their food, golf, go-karts, so much more. It's so much fun there. Plus, they also have lots of free events, like princess sing-alongs, character meet-and-greets, and more. Details at CasinoPierNJ.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.